Kids Commuters, we have a very special guest with us today, Leland E. Sterrett, who's from Manton, Michigan, but she's now acting associate principal horn of the New York Philharmonic. Leland E., hi. We are so glad you're here.
Hi, Kate. I'm glad to be here, too.
Well, welcome to Kids Commute. Tell us, how did you become a French horn player?
Well, maybe like many of you are thinking or are already doing, I started playing the horn in fifth grade in my school band. And I listened to a lot of music growing up, and my parents really encouraged me to try an instrument. Originally, I wanted to play saxophone, but then there were only going to be two horn players in our school band. So I thought, well, I'll try that. And I'm really glad I picked the horn because it was a perfect match for me.
Why is that?
The horn has a beautiful sound above all. It's sort of like almost a singing voice, I feel like. It's mellow. And it can be loud and brash, but also soft and rounded. And there's a lot of moods that you can express with the horn. But a lot of people always pick out the horn from an orchestra piece because it does have such a great sound. You hear it no matter where you're sitting in the hall, all the way in the back and the way out front.
So now we have a lot of kids who are listening that might be in that same position choosing their instruments. Is that the main reason that, you know, you can really be heard? Why else do you think kids should choose horn?
Well, it's a good challenge, I think. So if you like to be challenged, the horn is for you. There's only three vowels on the horn when you start out, and there's a lot more than three notes to play. So you have to learn how to use that limited mechanics to sort of make a full range of emotion. But I always find, too, I think the horn has some of the most beautiful melodies in the orchestral repertoire, like I play, and there's great band music also for horn, and we have some lovely solos. Everybody from Mozart to Strauss and a lot of contemporary composers have all written solo music for the horn, so there's a lot to choose from.
So if we're into a beautiful challenge, the horn might be for us.
That's right.
So, Leland E., what's the best thing about playing in an orchestra?
I get to listen to music every day, no matter if I'm practicing at home or at work. We have rehearsals 4 days a week at the Philharmonic, 3 or 4 days, and we give as many as 5 concerts every week. So I'm constantly listening to music. And we also have a lot of guest artists that come and work with us, pianists, and violinists, and singers, and guest conductors. And so I'm always hearing new things and hearing new musical ideas. And my colleagues also are really wonderful people, but they inspire me too. They're incredible musicians who all have worked so hard to get to where they are, and they're all real artists. They have something to express every time they take up their instrument. So we really learn from each other when we all play together, and there's something about playing music with people where you just become really good friends because of those shared experiences. So I get to go to work every day with my friends and listen and play beautiful music.
Did you ever expect, though, that playing in an orchestra could also be hilarious? Because for today's music, you have to make some pretty funny sounds.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So I don't know if I realized that. Definitely not when I was 10. I didn't know there would be so many jokes happening.
But let's talk about our hilarious music today, because we've got Don Quixote, and he thinks he's seeing two armies approaching, but they're not armies, are they, Leland E.?
No, they are not.
What are they?
They're sheep. It's a flock of sheep.
A big flock of sheep. Okay, so, and you have to play the sheep.
Exactly. So it falls to the woodwinds and the brass players to be the sheep in this music, as funny as that.
How do you do that?
So Strauss asked us to do something funny when we blow into our instruments. And this is one of the first times that a composer had ever asked musicians to do this. And now it's more common because I think everybody got the idea from Strauss. But basically, when I'm blowing into my instrument, instead of just a normal column of air, I'm going to roll my tongue as if I was rolling my R's, like, and it's going to make a really different sound. So maybe I can play a couple notes, just normal, and then I'll add what's called flutter tongue, and it's going to make a sheep sound, basically.
Awesome.
So that's the normal sound, but here come the sheep.
That's amazing. How did he think of that?
What's that?
I wonder how he thought of that.
Not sure, but you know, Strauss's father was a French horn player, so I wouldn't be surprised if he heard his dad maybe, you know, experimenting with a couple different things when he was practicing at home growing up. So he had some good ideas about maybe what the horns could do.
So do you ever find yourself trying not to laugh in this section of the music while you're doing this?
Oh yeah, definitely. And you know, I'll probably maybe trying to make my colleagues next to me maybe laugh a little bit when we're in the rehearsal. We'll be serious at the concert though, but I think we'll be seeing who can be the most convincing sheep.
Now tell me, does the horn make any other funny sounds?
It can make some funny sounds too. So if you've ever seen a French horn player, you might notice that one hand, the left hand, is on the valves, which help you control the pitches of the horn. But the other one is inside the bell of the instrument. And the bell is the large flared part at the end. Think of a trumpet or a trombone or a horn. They all have a flare at the end. But what horn players can do is actually close off the opening of their instrument with that hand that's inside the bell, and you get a really like pitched nasal sound. So I'll demonstrate for you. So we sort of get this really bright, almost honking horn type sound through our instrument.
It does. It sounds kind of like a clown horn.
Yeah, exactly.
So, kids listening, kids commuters, if you choose horn for your orchestra, you can learn to make those sounds too, just like Leland. Do you have any advice, by the way, if somebody's going to pick up horn?
Yes. You need a lot of air to play horn. So you have to take big breaths. And all wind instruments, basically. They're called wind instruments for a reason. So take a deep breath and be brave. I think that's the most important thing when you're dealing with the horn. It's a heroic instrument. So for me, I'm not a very naturally brave person. But when I pick up the horn, I feel like it's like putting on a costume or something like that. And all of a sudden, I can be like a very, very bold and courageous person when I play the horn. So I think with any instrument, don't be afraid. You just gotta jump right in.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. That's great advice. Now, I've got a little challenge for you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping you can help us with our Quizlet for the week. Now, we always ask kids commuters a question. And this week, as you know, our music is by Richard Strauss, based on the novel Don Quixote. What we want to know is, what famous Broadway musical featuring this song is also based on Don Quixote? Now, Leelani, we've given them a couple of hints. We told them the show opened on Broadway in 1965, and we've told them it was made into a movie starring Peter O'Toole as Don Quixote. Can you give us another hint?
Sure. This musical actually won the Tony Award for Best Musical on Broadway.
All right, there you have it. There's your hint from Leelani. Hey, thank you so much for joining us on Kids Commute today.
Thank you for having me. I hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you. We'll see you this weekend.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.